All right. It is time for more of the Coach's Show as we head to Liberty High School and visit with head coach of Liberty Eagles, Brock Konecny. Good morning, Coach.
Good morning.
Well, here we are, week seven, and boy, I tell you what, time just flies, doesn't it?
Yes, sir. It sure does.
And your Liberty Eagles, you know, state rank, getting love in the around the state in Class 2, and 7-0, had a very tough opponent come to town last week in the Mountain Grove Panthers. It was, you know, it was just a first half that was really tough. And now this is just me. I kind of thought that first 4 to 6 minutes of the first quarter was really going to kind of dictate, because Panthers, I just knew they were going to come and really give you their best. And if you could withstand that, you know, your chances was really, really good to get the W. And that's kind of how it played out. You know, they scored the touchdown, and I know that just ticks your defense off. And then they a pick six, but then the second half, your Eagles was like, all right, we're taking control of this.
Yeah, I really felt like our experience paid off in that second half. You know, the first half was a battle. You know, it's back and forth. We make a mistake right before half. But I think being, you know, going through the fires and tribulations that this team has endured, you know, in the last 2 years, I think it really pays off big dividends, you know, because they don't, a lot of times they don't get shook when a lot of teams would. And they kept their head and stayed down the path, and everything worked out.
Well, and you know, something else, that pick six, you guys were getting ready to score. I mean, you were kind of in, you know, you were in the oven getting ready to bake the cake, and it just, you know, I mean, just one of those unfortunate things. It happens. And coming out in the second half, the tempo was set immediately, because Mountain Grove scores right before the half, and then they get the football to start the second half, and it was three and out, and then Katie barred the door.
Yeah, our defense really came up big to start the second half. We knew it would be a big series, you know, to set the tone for the rest of the game. And kids really, they really showed up and made some great plays.
Well, and you survived homecoming.
Yeah, last week was a really big week at Liberty High School. You know, homecoming is a big thing here at Liberty High School, and I think it's a big thing for our students, you know, to be involved and show their spirit, you know, and their pride in their school. So we participated and we had a good time, and but at the end of the day, I was happy to get the win and get some rest.
Oh, yeah, that was, you know, anytime you're playing, you know, Mountain Grove, you're going to get their best. You know, Coach Rogers, he does a fantastic job. He'll have the Mountain Grove Panthers ready to play every Friday night. But the overall performance of the Eagles, you know, offensively, defensively, the special teams, is last Friday night maybe one of the most complete games for your Eagles this year?
I wouldn't say that. No, I wouldn't. Truthfully, we were a little disappointed in our performance. We made a lot of mistakes that we haven't been making. You know, our second half was good. Mm-hmm. We played well in the second half. First half, we didn't play that well. And a lot of that is due to a good opponent. You know, good opponents make you look bad at times. And they have some very good football players. And they schemed really well. They were prepared for what we were doing.
Well, you know, you've been here, you're really the only one that has weathered this type of storm where, you know, your Liberty Eagles now, they got the biggest bullseye on them. And, you know, that's something that you have to mentally prepare for to fully realize that you are going to get the very best from every opponent now that you see. Not that you wouldn't prior, but I mean now, you know, it's clear cut that yourself and the Houston Tigers, you guys are out front in the conference, and everybody's going to give you everything they got.
Yeah. You know, we try to focus not so much on our opponent as we do ourselves.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we're trying to perfect what we do. And so we try to even ourselves out and not get too high or too low. We just try to focus on ourselves as much as possible, you know, and the task at hand. You know, if this is your assignment, I want to do it to the best of my ability. And, you know, at this point in season, everyone knows what their strengths are. Everyone knows what their weaknesses are. They're just trying to mask those weaknesses as best as they can. But your strengths, you know, you really want to hone in on those and really polish those skills as much as possible, you know, and hopefully they're better than the other team's strengths.
Well, yeah, absolutely. And, you know, I love that philosophy. Just do what you do. You know, do what you do. Of course, you can, you know, work on what your opponent's going to do to try and stop them. But for the most part, you got to do what you do and just – Coach Kanagi is senior night tonight. And again, you have a big class. You have a great group of seniors. And, you know, I mean, they've given you everything they've had for 4 years.
Yeah, I've got some great seniors. You know, I've got Cal Hacklin, I've got Drew Ripko, I've got Lucas Frazier, I've got Sam Antrim, Noah Hendricks, Skylar Rogers, Ashton Stanley, Caden Farrell, Blake Martin, Lucas Vandevort. How could I forget old Lucas Vandevort? You know, I mean, the list just goes on and on. I hope I haven't forgot anybody. But, you know, they know how special they are to me. You know, they're my guys, and I'm so proud to have them.
Well, it's, you know, and so unselfish. You know, I mean, they're just a really unselfish group of players and some really good high school football. I mean, you were rattling off those names right there, and I'm going, stud, yep, another stud, you know, and they're not only great young men, but in your eyes, and if you could describe what they mean to the underclassmen as far as bringing them up and along to hopefully keep this rolling.
Yeah, you know, by having this great senior class, these younger guys that are coming through, you know, freshman and sophomore, they're seeing what it takes in order to be that good. They see the work ethic. They see the guys go to work every day, you know, like it's their last.
Mm-hmm.
You know, for instance, Cal Hacklin, Lucas Frazier, you know, those guys line up at receiver, you know, every down and run that pass route as hard as they can run. You know, mm-hmm. There's 160 plays in the game. They just don't take off a play. You know,
yeah,
you've got Noah Hendricks, you've got Blake Martin, you know, those guys up front, you know, they see them just get, you know, beat on and beat on, and they just don't falter. They just, they keep coming. You know, their work ethic is just out of this world.
Well, tonight, the opponent is the Kabul Bulldogs, and Liberty alum Tyler Spittler, head coach of the Kabul Bulldogs. What are you seeing out of Kabul, and what are you going to have to prepare for offensively and defensively?
You know, Coach Spittler does a good job at Kabul, and they're running a spread system a lot like ours. They're very athletic. They've got a really good tailback. He's big. He's strong. He's fast. They're very tough up front. They've got some size. Seems like every week I say someone's got size up front, but I guess that's just how it goes. But they are. They're big and strong up front. Very physical. Defensively, they run a system a lot like ours. They're very aggressive. Mm-hmm. You know, if you don't block well, they will punish you. They're physical, and they're a very downhill team. We expect a really physical contest.
Well, it's all going to go down tonight at the Nest, and the pregame on the Fox 96.9 will start at 6 and the kickoff at 7 p.m., and this is the last regular season home game, as your next two games are on the road. So, boy, it'd be nice to really just pack that Nest, just pack it full, and cheer these Liberty Eagles on to victory.
Yeah, tonight is a really big night for Liberty. It's senior night. At 6:25, the senior ceremony will begin, mm-hmm. Recognizing all our seniors, football players, our cheerleaders, band, cross country, just recognizing these seniors for what they've meant for our program. And it's also blackout night for us, blackout cancer. I know we've all been touched, you know, by cancers in some fashion. And we'd like to do the blackout cancer tonight. And then we're going to have all our Mighty Might players there in their jerseys.
Oh, right on.
We're really expecting a really great night of football.
Outstanding. Hey, Coach Konecki, we appreciate you taking the time to visit with us. And good luck tonight. We'll see you tonight, and we'll share more information about Liberty Eagle football next Friday night or Friday morning, okay?
All right. Thank you very much.
You betcha. Again, head coach of the Liberty